It is a long and detailed report, and the reason it's long and detailed is that there are so many levels of uncertainty in the information that's been developed on BPA with regard to its risks for human reproduction and development. The fact that there are so many levels of uncertainty make it very difficult for us to make any kind of overall recommendations as to how exactly the U.S. public should view bisphenol A right at this point, but it clearly has also identified a number of research areas that we think need to be followed up on in great detail to give us a better handle and reduce some of these uncertainties and allow a clearer picture of exactly what we should be doing as a society with regard to exposures to BPA.